Okay, very good. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We're very excited to be starting Laws of Basar B'Chalav. Hi, Eliram. How are you? Nice to see you.
Hi, how are you? How's it going?
Okay, so we're starting Laws of Basar B'Chalav. So we'll start with Aleph. Yisur Bishul Basar B'Chalav. This is where really Shulchan Aruch really gets started in Siman Pei Zayin. If you're interested in Yerei De'ah, Siman Pei Zayin is where Laws of Basar B'Chalav begin. It's exactly 10 Simanim from Pei Zayin. 11 Simanim from Pei Zayin through Sadi Zayin. Okay? Aleph, Yisur Bishul Basar V'Chalav. So the prohibition of cooking meat and milk. So the Rav Melamed says, Asra Torah Levasha Basar Im Chalav. So the Torah prohibits cooking meat and milk. Before we even get to the issue of eating, the Torah prohibits cooking meat and milk. Shinemar Lo Devashel Gidi B'chalev imo, don't cook a baby goat in its mother's milk. Shalosh pamim niskar isur ze b'Torah, three times it appears. Le'amdenu sheshushlach halakim le'isur. The teachers, there are three parts to the isur. Aleph, asur levashlam yachad. Number one, you're not allowed to cook them together. Even if you don't eat them, but you're not allowed to cook them together. Bet im bishlum yachad asur le'ochlam. If you did cook them together, you're not allowed to eat them together. Gimel in bishlum yachad asur gam lehanot mehem. If they were cooked together, you're also not allowed to get benefit from them. Now we're going to see, I'm sure he'll talk about this later on, that the prohibition, the deoraita, the Torah prohibition of meat and milk together only applies if they are cooked together. Right? So if I have kosher meat, kosher cheese, kosher salami, kosher cheese in a sandwich together, don't do it, but you do not violate a isur d'oraita unless you actually cook the sandwich. If you just put some slices of cheese and some slices of salami, make yourself a sandwich, not recommended, but also not asur midoraita. Only asur midirabanan. Okay? Now, if you cook
Is it too early to ask, just on the topic of like isur d'oraita, is he also going to talk about like the significance of like of the Torah stating like imo, like bechalav imo, instead of just like halav?
I think that it could be that comes up a little bit over here. We have to see. I'm not sure. I think it may come up. It may come up. If it doesn't, then we'll try to give you a good answer. Okay. So, anyways, so but I think the Gemara does learn certain halachot from the fact that it says imo about the species of the animals, etc. Okay. Anyways, I think the Gemara says it has to be something that the mother has milk, maybe. I don't remember, but that's how the Gemara excludes chicken. I'm not sure. Because chicken and milk also is not midoraita, according to most opinions. There is an opinion in the Tanaim that is doraita, but according to the way we hold, chicken and milk is also only midoraita, but not even if it's cooked together. Okay.
Would salt be like kavush kimbushal?
That's but kavush kimivushal is also midirabanan. When it comes to basar v'chalav, kavush kimivushal is also only midirabanan because it's derech bishul asra Torah. It says lo tivashel gedi v'chalev imo, has to be derech bishul. So kavush kimivushal does transfer taste. However, it does not create an isur deoraita of basar v'chalav because you need derech bishul. It has to be cooked. Okay. By other areas of halacha, maybe there would be deoraita because you would have tam and tam is kiikar. But when it comes to if you hold tam kikar is deoraita, but by basar b'chalav, it's only midirabanan because derech bishul asra Torah. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim as to do we say that the Torah prohibited cooking as a gezerah, as a decree to keep people away from eating. Cooking is meant it's still din deoraita, but it's like a siyag deoraita. It's like the Torah itself puts a fence around eating by saying not only don't eat meat and milk that were cooked together, but those also don't even cook them together because that may lead to eating meat and milk that were cooked together. There is such a discussion in the post-game. So what would be the nafka mina? What would be the halachic difference in this discussion? So let's say a person wants to cook meat and milk together, but without intention to eat it. He has no intention of eating it. Nobody's going to eat it. But he wants to cook the meat and milk together without eating it. So, for example, let's say a person is in some sort of science lab, and he's doing a chemistry experiment that involves cooking meat and milk together. So there was such a sivara, there is such a logic in the poskim that maybe one could allow it because in that case to cook the meat and milk together, because there it's clearly not being done for eating purposes. It's being done for scientific purposes, maybe in that case it would be allowed. So that's just an interesting aside, a discussion.
Who says that? I just want to write it down.
So if you look in the there's a sefer called Shut Dovev Misharim. So there he discusses this question. It's based on the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah in his commentary on Rambam. And also, if you look in, I think Sefer Nefesh Rav and Pnine Harav, Rav Schechter quotes something from Rav Soloveitchik about this as well. If you want, I can. I think I may have some sources that I can share with you if you remind me later about this.
I'm going to ask you a question on this later also, okay?
Yeah, it also comes up a little bit. I mean, there's other heterim, but it comes up a little bit. If I have meat and milk in my garbage can, right? So in the old days, you lived in an apartment building and you'd throw the garbage down the chute, right? So today it just goes into a big garbage pile in a compactor. But in the old days, it used to be an incinerator. So do you violate cooking meat and milk together by throwing your garbage into the incinerator? Halakha l'maaseh. It's also halakha l'maaseh if you are into setting garbage dumpsters on fire and protest, which is relevant in certain areas. I haven't heard about it so much recently, but in the old days when I was in Israel, this was a common. It was a quite popular mode of protest. We would set garbage dumpsters on fire. So in that context, also the post can discuss whether or not there's a violation of Bishul Basar V'Chalav, cooking meat and milk together, when you set the dumpsters on fire. There's another svara in the poskim that Derech Hashchata is not called Bishul. Bishul means cooking, but destroying is not considered to Hashchata. So therefore, if I'm burning, I'm not cooking it. I'm burning and setting it to fire, meat and milk. Then it's no problem of Bishul Basar V'Chalav. But those are the contexts where this comes up. Okay, now Isur Zeh, we're back in continue to the second paragraph. Okay, Isur Zeh Miuchad V'Shoneh Mishar Isurei Achila. This prohibition is different than all the other prohibitions of eating. Why? Shekol Hamachalim HaAsurim, all forbidden foods Asurim Tamid. They're always forbidden. They're forbidden in the absolute sense. V'ilu basar kishelatzmo kasher, v'chalav kishelatzmo kasher. Each ingredient is kosher. U'bishulam yachad asur. But when you put the two together, so then you get an isur, right? Which is very unusual. It's very unique in that if you put the two together, you get isur. V'im hitzvashlu yachad, ne'asru v'isur chamor b'miyuchad. Not only are they asur, but you get a very unique form of isur. Shekol she'ar ha'ma'achalim ha'asurim kedugmat basar be'mot v'chayot me'ot. Not kosher animals. All other not kosher foods. Like not kosher animals. Mutar li'Israel levashel avur nochri. If a Jew wants to cook for a non-Jew, no problem. Aval basar v'chalav asur li'Israel levashel avur nochri. But a Jew is not allowed to cook that for a non-Jew. Right? So a person has a job in a restaurant. He's a cook. He's an assistant cook in a restaurant. He's working in a hotel. And they ask him to please cook meat and milk together for us, right? You're in charge of making the cheeseburgers or whatever your job is. So you have to politely refuse. I'm sorry, I can't take such a job. It's against my religion to cook meat and milk together. And even to aid in the cooking is forbidden. Wow. For example, to raise the fire that causes them to be cooked.
What about turning on the fire?
Well, if there's no meat and milk there when you turn on the fire, I don't think you did anything. But if there's meat and milk sitting on the
right.
The pot and you turn on the fire, yeah, that would be the same thing. It would be worse. Binosaf lekach. Okay, so difference number one is that Tin basar b'chalav and other isurim. Chidush number one is that here you have two permitted ingredients that create a forbidden ingredient, as opposed to other isurim where it's asur from the beginning. That's number one. That's a one unique aspect. Number two, other foods, so you're allowed to cook them, right? I can cook for a non-Jew. If I work in a restaurant and he asks for some pig, okay, I can cook pig for him, no problem. He wants bacon, no problem. Mutar, I'm allowed to do it. He wants his not kosher burger, hot dog, sausage, I'm allowed to do it. But when it comes to basar v'chalav, I'm not even allowed to cook it. And number three, let's see what the third thing is. This is a very, very important one. Binosaf lekach, additionally, basar v'chalav shehit bashlu asurim behana'a. Number three is, additionally, I'll show it to you on the screen, that meat and milk that were cooked together, you're not allowed to get benefit from them. So therefore, I'm not allowed to sell them to a non-Jew. So therefore, I have a store. I'm not allowed to operate a store in which I'm selling meat and milk that were cooked together to be sold to a non-Jew. I can't even give it to him as a gift. Wow. Not only is the meat and milk itself forbidden, but even if I burn the meat and milk, okay. Even if I burn the meat and milk, so I'm not allowed to get any benefit from the heat that's created or from the efer, the ashes that come out from it. Even owners that animals that are ownerless, since I'm happy, somebody's getting benefit from it. So basically, I cannot do anything. So what do I have to do with it? I have to bury it. And if I can't bury it, then I throw it away. But even if animals are going to come eat it, that's okay. I'm not feeding the animals. Just throwing it away. The animals come eat it. Animals come eat it. Okay. Let's see footnote number one. Okay. Mishnah Temura Lama Gimel Bet Ve'elu Hena Nikbarim. So there the Mishnah goes through different types of Yisuri Hana'ah. So there are two categories of Yisuri Hana'ah. There's Nisrafin and Nikbarin. Nisrafin, once I burn them, the ashes are mutar bahana. Nikbarim, even if I burn them, the ashes are not mutar bahana. I'm not allowed to get any benefit from the ashes. Okay. The lo amru l'sorfam kedei shelo yehanem mistrefatam umha'efer shelahem. And I don't burn it because I don't want to get any benefit from the byproducts of the burning. Katab b'isur v'eter ha'aruch she'asur latet basar v'chalav she'hitbashlu lifnei chayot hefker. I can't even give chayot hefker. I can't even give it to an ownerless animal. The king has to post king rabim mishum she'yesh l'adam hanam mikach shu mifarnes balei chayim. Just the fact that I am giving sustenance to the animals, that by itself gives me hana. Therefore, I'm not allowed to do it. And some people say, I can just leave it out in the field, the animals will come. And some people say, I have to either flush it down the toilet, bury it, do something that nobody's going to get any benefit from it. Ubier berav paulim. Ah, the Ben Ishchai. Shakavana lenahar sheim bo dagim. There can't even be fish in the river that I throw it into. Oh, she foret ha'yisra shedagim lo yuchlu lo chlor. I make it so small that the fish aren't going to eat it. Adkan ulam kashe. She bechomik rabalei chayim yanu imenu. She can't gami foret ha'yisra dagim zeirim yanu imenu. Even small pieces, small fish are going to benefit from it. Vibikboroto. Ah, what's going to happen? Shalshulim v'charakim. Yeah, no matter. There are going to be worms and insects that are in the ground. They're going to benefit from it. And it also makes the ground better. I guess so. I don't know. Made some sort of fertilizer. I don't know. Meat and milk together. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of protein. There's a lot of. It's not a very obvious hana'ah. Ein ba yisur, no problem. Okay, so you can be lenient because, anyways, somebody's going to be benefiting from it, right? Some bal chayim. So therefore, it must mean that you can't purposely, or you can't create a situation where purposely where the animals are going to benefit from it. But if it's just going to happen, then that's okay. Next, kevan shi'isur basar v'chalav nemar v'lashon lo tivashel isur haTorah hu rak kederech bishul. So this is the question that David was asking. V'lo bishul ein isur la'areh basar v'chalav v'lashur chamun le'ochol gam basar v'chalav shi'taru v'lo bishul. So midir abanan, you can't eat milk and milk together even without bishul. However, midoraita has to be cooked. Okay, so that's a debate. What about fried basar bechalav? Say I fry my my hamburgers in milk. That's my thing. Or I roast them together. I roast cheese and meat together, right? Which is like the cases of like the cheeseburgers, right? Because that's tzliya. Bishul means water medium, liquid medium. Tzliya means dry heat. That's the difference between bishul and tzliya. Tigun means frying or use oil.
Yeah, but the burger and the cheeseburger is going to be hot enough to cook the cheese? If it's just warm, it counts?
What do you mean? Of course the cheese melts and it goes into the...
Is that cooking? I didn't know it was cooking. It's like indirect cooking.
It's sli. What do you mean? You're saying because the burger...
It's under a fire.
You're saying because the burger is in between the cheese and the fire? Is that what you're saying?
No, isn't it that you put the burger on the bun and then you put the cheese on top of it?
No. They put the slice of cheese on the burger on the fire.
Oh, okay.
And then it cooks that way, and then it melts together, and then you take it off. I mean, that's whatever.
Weren't cooked together in a water medium, then the isur is just derabanan.
Well, that's the machloket. Whether or not do we say that tzili and tigun have the same halacha as of bishul, or are they different than bishul? That's the machloket haposkim. That's in any area where we deal with bishul, we always have to ask the question: are tigun and tzli the same as bishul or different than bishul? Bezer Hashem, hopefully, we'll get to hechsher kelim. We talk about hechsher kelim. So tzli and bishul have different ways of being machshir the kli. If the not kosher taste came in through dry heat, or whether it came in through liquid medium, they have a different ways. Of they have to be removed. So there's machlok and hapos kelim. I'm sorry?
What if there's no heat? If it's just like a cold beef burger with a piece of cheese on top, that's their
rabbanan. So that's their rabbanan. Yeah. That's what he said earlier. He says, they get mixed in with that bishul, so that's asur midir rabbanan. Okay, and then the diun is what about tigun vitzli? So I was saying, so there's a debate in the poskim whether do we treat frying like cooking or frying like roasting when it comes to this halakha of hechsher kelim, which hopefully we'll get to at the right time. Okay. V'yeshorim, some say that tigun and tzli are only midivrei chachamim. V'yeshorim ki yusurim and yusurim midivrei chachamim. Kinyam ki b'shurim ravev et hatamim b'zeb zehitev. Okay, so that's machlok at the Pri Chadash and the Pleiti on one side, the Pri Torah and the Arach HaShulchan on the other side. Okay. Now, k'klal kol ha'yisurim ha'torah, just like all the other isurim in the Torah, k'derech asurim k'derech hana'atam. Okay? It's only asur, normally, as a general rule. Isurim are only k'derech hana'atan. Okay? Ulam basar b'chalav v'kilei akarem asurim b'atorash gam shelo k'derech hana'atan. Okay? So it has to be the normal way to get benefit from something. So if I eat something that's not kosher in an unusual way,
like if you're overly full?
Right, so exactly. So let's say achila gasa, or if I wrap it in something and I eat it, so it's not really the normal way to eat it, so then it's not asur mi do'oraita, usually, most cases. However, basar b'chalav are different. Their isur is so chamor that the isur do'oraita applies even shelo kederech hana'atam. Okay. Next, I'm curious what this application is in Kuf Nun Hey Gimel, but okay, maybe for another time. Next, Hamavashah Basar B'Chalav O'achal Mehem Ne'nash B'Malkot Uvitznashi Asezo B'Zadon Le'nei Edim Shitrubo V'Hayah B'Hem L'Fachok Kishur Kazayit. Okay, so if you have Edim Hatra and a Shi'ur, so then you get lashes. Nechukah L'Hana'a Im Chayav Malkot to Machloket whether Hana gets Malkot or not. Achah Pachol Mikazayit O'Bisho Pachol Mikazayit Avar V'Yisur Torah V'Ena Loke. So that's Ben Ishchai says it, but that's, you know, probably like any other din in the Torah. Okay, Hamavashlam afilu bishul chelki over bishul Torah, even partially cooked. Avaraki mechinam laachila kemalcha medrusai. Okay, he only gets malkud, so you violate an isur if you cook them even a little bit. One only gets malkud for cooking them kemachal ben dirusai. Machloke between Rashi and Rambam. What is kemachal ben drusai? Rambam says a half cooked, and Rashi says a third cooked. Okay, that's the shir of machal ben drusai, right? Mivashel b'kli rishon asur me'atorah. So let's say I take the pot. I have some boiling milk on the fire. I take the milk off the fire, and then I put the meat inside, so that's still called kli rishon. So that's asur min haTorah. Iruim kli rishon. So let's say I pour my boiling hot milk. I take it off the fire. I pour my boiling hot milk onto my meat. Shel halacha mevashal kadei klipa. According to halacha, we're machmir for kadei klipa. Sorry. The pri chadash asur.
What's kadei klipa?
Kadei klipa means it only cooks like the outer. Like the outer layer, the inside of it doesn't get cooked. Like the thinnest layer you could peel off of it, that's the amount that gets cooked. So, lepri chadash asur me'atorah, lepri to'ar mi'derabanan. Okay, that's a machloket, whether it's deraita or derabanan, if I have irui, kli rishon. And the big difference is going to be whether or not it creates isur hana'a, right? Because only basar v'chalav, only basar v'chalav deraita is isur hana'a, basar v'chalav mi'derabanan does not create isur hana'a.
Sorry, I don't mean to jump, but if that comes to like haksharat kelim and stuff like that, if it's mutar lehana'a, does that mean that you can eat off of a dish that had it that wasn't a kli rishon because it's not achila? Does that come into it?
One more time. Ask
your question. Eating is eating off of a dish that had
hot or cold.
Let's say you put food on it that was hot. It was asur b'achila, but mutar lehana'a. Does that mean that you can use that dish afterwards because it was only asur? It was only asur.
Well, that dish would now have ta'am isur in it. It would have flavor of forbidden food in it, and therefore not be allowed to use that dish for other hot food because the flavor of the food is going to come out. I mean, the dish is now effectively not kosher.
Mm, okay.
I mean, again, assuming that there's transfer of taste from in such a situation of irui, let's say, a klipa of the dish now has a tami sur in it.
Okay, even less than ma'achal ben derusai is a sur from.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that's midin chatzi shiur, meaning we have a rule chatzi shiur asur min haTorah, right? So it cuts in two ways. Number one, the quantity of how much I'm eating, and also the quantity of how much cooking I did, or you call that the quality of the cooking, whatever it is. That's also subject to the rule of chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. I believe that's what's going on.
Wow.
Okay? Good. Any other questions? Okay, bet. Habasar v'achalav shebichlal ha'isur. Okay, so now let's get into the question.
Okay, wait, I don't think we finished it. We just went through.
Oh, did I skip something? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do the back. Okay, I was in the footnote. Thank you.
Torah, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, now. Me'atorah isur hu levashel basar v'chalav uvelo bishul ein isur. So Torah prohibition is to cook. Lefichach mutar la'arvem yachad velo bishul l'tzorech nochri o l'chot tzorech acher. Okay, so let's say my non-Jew comes and says, I want some a cold cheese and bologna sandwich, so you're allowed to give it to him. V'chachamim asu siyag l'tzorah v'asu l'Yisrael l'echol basar v'chalav yachad velo bishul. So midi rabbanan, you shouldn't eat meat and milk together, even without cooking them together. V'chizku chachamim siyag zeh b'isurim rabim. They made many isurim. V'asu l'echol min echad kasher ha-min ha-shini munach al ha-shulchan. So we'll get to that later on, but you can't eat them if they're on the same table. And they also forbid a person to make dairy bread or meaty bread, because you may come to eat it with the other type. They also do have to wait between eating meat and milk. And they also said that a person is not allowed to eat meat after milk without cleaning his mouth. These are all gzerot that are building on what's already nisur derabanan. Meaning, normally, we have a rule, right? Oinosin gzera legzera. We don't make a decree, we don't make a protection for a protection. That's too much, right? So, in theory, once I say that eating cold meat and milk together is only derabanan, so therefore that should only apply to cold meat and milk, right? But the chacham shouldn't be allowed to come and make a decree and say, no, you have to wait 6 hours after meat because maybe you're going to eat the meat and milk together. Or you can't eat the meat and milk together on the same table. Or you can't have dairy bread because you may eat it with milk. All those things are not coming to protect the isur d'oraita basar b'chalav. They're not coming to keep a person from eating meat and milk that's cooked together. They're all just coming to keep a person from eating meat and milk that were not cooked together. But nevertheless, when they instituted the Isur Derabanan of having meat and milk that were not cooked together, they made such a broad Isur that it even includes these extra gzerot to keep a person away from basar b'chalav. Okay. And then he says, Ta'am kol gzerot mevuar lahalan. Halacha hey. Also, he gave the example of not cleaning out your mouth between one and the other. So all the gzerot will be understand later on, Bezrat Hashem, in halacha hey. So we have a lot of good stuff coming up. Okay, now halacha bet, right? Nechleku atanaim b'she'ela. Right, this is a very important, very famous machlok atanaim in Masechet Chulin. He'll explain it. He'll speak it out more in the footnote. Okay. So this is the question the Tanaim asked. Elu mine basar v'chalav kululim bisu Torah. Which types of basar v'chalav are included in the Torah prohibition? L'da'at Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, ha-basar v'chalav sh'nesru hem shel achad mishlosh ed mine ha-behema Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be one of the three types of, has to be behema, and it has to be a kosher behema. Two things, behema, kosher behema, according to Rabbi Akiva. Shor, keves, ez, right? A cow, a sheep, or a goat. Those are the three options. That's it. Anything else, any other animal, is not going to be deoraita. Ulam, sheva mineha chayot ha-tehorot, the seven types of kosher chayot, kedumat tzivi v'ayal, like a deer, or a ayal is, I believe, a gazelle, maybe? Einam bichlal yisur ha-torah. They're not including the Torah prohibition. It says it three times. Come teach me all three types of kosher animals. And when it comes to, however, when it comes to other types of, I'm sorry, the chayot that are torot, the kosher chayot, and of that tower, kosher birds, not kosher animals, they're not included in the Isur. Okay? So what's the difference? What's the difference? So let me, I'm sorry, I was reading from the screen. I just want to go back to reading from the text. So he says, so what's the difference in behema and chaya? Sha'behemot mevuyatot. V'achayot einan mevuyatot. The behema is domesticated, right? You raise them in your farm, right? On your estate. Because there, it's very, it's available. It's there. So there's a much greater probability that a person will come to mix the meat and the milk together. V'nana ha-Torah dugma migedi izim b'chalev imo. And the example the Torah gives is gedi izim in its mother's milk. V'mnei she-chalav ha-ez miruba u'pami rabot hi mamlita shinei gedayim. Interesting. So the example the Torah gives is a goat in its mother's milk. Why? Because a goat gives a lot of milk. And sometimes it's what's mamlita? Do you guys know what mamlita means? Okay, so mamlita means to give birth. So he says, the Torah gives the example of gedi izim, the goat. Why? Because the ez has a lot of milk. Very often it will give birth to two gedayim. Ve'achar she'agedayim gadlu me'at. And once the gedayim grew a little bit, hayu shochatim echad kedei lechol besaro. They didn't need two; they wanted to eat, so they would shecht one of them. V'kevan shimo imshicha lahanik et hagedi hasheni. And since the mother continued to nurse the other one, matzui hayashi vashlu et basar hagedi v'chalev imo. Wow, I have never heard this explanation before. But apparently, this is what the Rashbam says. In Shemot Chaf Gimel, I'm guessing this is Parshat Mishpatim, I guess, where it says lo tavash al gediba chalev imo. So he says that the reason why specifically it chose these animals is because that's what was most frequent. Wow, this is a good example of a pshat Rashbam. I'm going after the pshat and the pasuk. Okay, let's continue the halacha. Uladat Rabbi Yossi Hagalili. According to Rabbi Yossi Hagalili.
Sorry, Rabbi, can you get the text back up?
Oh, I thought. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure.
No, it's fine.
I saw you had the book. I thought you were reading from the text.
Thank you.
No problem. Uladat Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, and according to Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, gam shivat minei hachayot hatehorot bichlal isur haTorah. According to Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, even the seven chayot are included. They also have basar v'chalav. Aval of eino b'chalal ha'isur, chicken is not included. Hoel ve'ulin l'kevat ha'of, ein chalav. Has to have milk, right? So the female doesn't have milk. I think, Eliram, I think this is what the Gemara learns, I believe, from the question you asked. Why is it chalev imo? Because it has to be a species that the mother has milk. So the birds, the mother doesn't nurse them. They don't nurse from the mother. They're not mammals. V'yesh omrim, shigam basar of bechlal isur Torah, has a third opinion that even chicken is included. Ho'il v'gam hu min basar, since it's also has flesh. V'harayash, etzarech l'shochlo, k'dei latir basaro. Because it needs shechita. So the fact that it needs shechita is a raya. This is called basar. And therefore the prohibition of basar bechalav should apply to it, right? As opposed to fish, where fish doesn't even require shechita. So that's not, doesn't even meet, there's no opinion that says the fish and dairy is isur dough right now. There's a minhag some people have not to eat fish and dairy, but that's a different, that's a whole different thing. And it's extremely questionable whether that minhag is real basis or not. Okay, anyways, so what do we follow in Shulchan Aruch? We follow Rabbi Akiva. Shisura Torah chal rak al minei behemot. The Torah prohibition is only for behema.
What does he do with that svara that it's
kosher
to be eaten three times or three different types of creatures? He just doesn't hold of it, the svara?
That was Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you're asking about Rabbi Yossi Hagalili?
Yeah, maybe I'm confused.
I mean, the halakha follows that first opinion. That's only those three opinions. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the opinion that we follow the halakha, that basar chaya is not asur midoraita.
Mm-hmm.
So person wants to have a chicken, wants to have a veal cheese sandwich, he would not, or veal parmesan, he would not violate Isur Deoraita, only Isur Derabanan, according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's how we follow in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And obviously, Rabbi Yossi has a different derasha, right? So he doesn't think that the three times is coming to exclude this. The three times must be something else.
Okay, sorry, Rabbi, I didn't get the svara of Rabbi Kiva that veal would not fall into it.
Well, because he says that the three times the Torah says, Lo tivashal gediba chalev imo, comes to include three different types of behema. Shor, keves, and ez.
I thought it's the three isurim.
I'm sorry?
I thought it's because of the three isurim of eating it, benefiting, and...
Right, so he probably learns that from somewhere else. He learns that from another pasuk, or he thinks that you can learn two things from the same pasuk.
But isn't lamb sheep anyway?
Yeah, lamb would be, I think lamb is kvasim.
I'm sorry, what were we talking? Oh, we were talking about veal, sorry.
Veal, yeah.
Veal is,
I didn't mean veal. Veal is also from a cow. Veal is a baby cow. I meant if you wanted to have a deer and a venison and cheese sandwich,
that would
only be Drabanan, or your venison parmesan.
If you're also pig, if you have like bacon cheese.
Cheese also, you would violate Isur Deoraita of not kosher meat, but you would not violate the Isur Deoraita of Basar B'Chalav, and it would not be Asur Bahana, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's how we're posekin in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember, I hope he'll talk about this. Maybe he'll talk about this in the footnote over here. But the question of...
owning stock?
No, well, that's a different question. But the question of nevela and terefa, whether nevela and terefa create isur doraita basar b'chalav or not. I don't remember what the halakha is, but we'll, maybe we'll talk about that in the footnote. Okay. Anyways, so the halakha follows that third opinion, right? That isur Torah is only behema. Also, chicken and beast are asur bechalav, aval mutar levashlam legoy, mutar lehanot mehem. Okay, so you're allowed to cook the venison parmesan for your non-Jewish boss, and you're allowed to have a store where you sell venison parmesan if you're so inclined, if that's your thing. Even though there's other isurim involved in selling the velot and terefot and things like that, but as far as the strict isur derabanan, if you have, unless you didn't have a store, you happen to have some, and you receive some as a gift, you would be allowed to sell it. Okay, let's look at footnote number 2. I think we're gonna hold up over there. Isn't Basar B'chalav so fun? It's mamash, it's fantastic. You should tell everybody else. This is mamash fantastic.
Nicer than bees and their.
Yeah, it's also just it's. I personally happen to be more familiar with these topics, anyways. But that's why it's. I guess I'm enjoying it more. Anyway, even though the other stuff was good too. Okay, let's see footnote number 2. L'Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Let me pull it up in case somebody wants to look at it on the screen. Okay, L'Rabbi Yossi Haglili Gamet Divrei Chachamim Yisur Lechol Of Bechalav. Yossi Haglili holds even with the Rabbanan, there's no problem of Of Bechalav. Oh, this whole footnote is about Of Bechalav. Mineged Da Tanakama Mishnah. The first opinion of the Mishnah: Shigam Chayav Of Asurim Torah. Even Chayan Of Asurim Torah. Wow! Yeah, I remember the Tosfot. Yeah, Tosfot says halacha follows Tanakama, right? Yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim. So you have a rabim, you have a chachamim. That's Tosfot, Rabbeinu Peretz, Hagot Shari Dura, Yisur v'Heter Ha'aruch, Maharshal, and Bach. Wow, that's a big deal. If you're ofech halav is doraita. Omnam lerubam ha'marchia shel rishonim v'achronim halacha kirabi Akiva. They're only sur be'achila. It's midir abanan, and therefore is mutar ubishul hana. Right. So remember this rule that whenever isur deoraita, along with the isur achila, is going to go isur bishul and hana, cooking and getting benefit. When there's no isur deoraita, it's mutar ubishul uvehana. Who is this opinion? Right. Who is this opinion? So the Rosh, in the name of the Rif. The Reed, Rashba, Ra'ah, Orchot Chaim, Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Shach, and almost all the Achronim hold like this opinion that Of Bechalav is only the Rabbanan. Hosif HaRambam V'Katav, Sheha'omer She'of Bechalav Asur Me'atorah, Over B'Bal Tosif. Wow. L'Gabi Bishul V'Hana'ah Shel Of, so he said Yival B'Bal Tosif. L'Gabi Bishul V'Hana'ah Shel Of V'Chaya Bechalav, Yesh machmirim, when it comes to the bishul and hana'a of ofen chaya b'chalav, those who are machmir, v'af me'aposkim shesovrim shekol yisod yisur achilatam midrabanan, yesh machmirim lo'osram gam b'bishul v'hana'a midrabanam, ulam l'rov v'aposkim, ein ba'im yisur, yisurei bishul v'hana'a. Okay? So there are those who are machmir.
All those people are over on Baal Tosif.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Rambam only is talking about Achila. I remember it's an interesting Rambam. Maybe if we have a minute, maybe we'll look up the Rambam. I remember it being an interesting Rambam. Okay. Or kashet, if I have the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal, that's tough. Gidim, the sinews. Atzamot kashot, I have hard bones. Utzlafayim, the hooves. Einam nechshavim kibasar, they don't qualify as meat. Hoil v'en regalim lochlam, we don't eat them. Aval astur levashlam v'chalam edivar chachamim. The rabbi said, don't cook it with milk. Egel shianak chalav v'achar kach shasu matzu chalav b'kevato. So you have a young cow, right? A calf that nursed from its mother, and then after shechita, they found milk in its stomach. So what's the status of that milk? Larif Rambam v'shulchan aruch ein dino kechalav umutar levashlo im basar. Wow, that's a great heter there, right? If you want to cook this partially digested milk with chalav, that's okay. But Tosfot Rabbeinu Tam Rosh Rashba v'Rama, imu nozali, if it's liquid, nozli, it's liquid, tino kechalav asur levashlo im basar me'atorah, v'im na'aseh karush, but if it congeals, so then you're allowed to cook it with meat. Wow. Some people say even the congealed one, the third opinion is even more machmir, even congealed, you're not allowed to cook it with meat. Now, I'm not sure what that would mean, halakha l'maaseh. When he said you're allowed to cook it, does it also mean you're allowed to eat it? I don't think so. I'd be very surprised if you're allowed. It's probably some sort of marit ayin or something to do that. Okay, I want to very quickly look at this Rambam, if we can, Hilchot Mamrim, Perek Bet, halakha tet. So let's see if we could find it. Mamrim Perek Bet Halacha Tet. Okay, let's pull it over here. This is Perek Bet. 1 second, I can't see it so well. Okay, so he says, Ha'il v'yesh be'din l'gzor v'la'asor davar mutar v'yamur yisur l'darot v'chinesh yesh lahen la'atir yisurei Torah l'fi sha'ah ma'hu zeh she'izir ha'Torah lo tosif. So if the Chacham are allowed to make rules, so what does it mean lo tosif, don't add to the mitzvot? So he says, don't add to the mitzvot and don't take away from them and don't establish it as if it's a Torah law. So it says, lo tivashal gedi b'chalevimo. So interesting. He says that the prohibition includes basar chaya. He's following Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, which is very interesting. It says what it sounds like. Aval basar ha'of mutar b'chalav min haTorah. Im yavo bedin v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav, harei ze goreya. Im yasor basar ha'of yomer shu b'chalav ha'gedi v'asur min haTorah, harei ze musif. So if they come say that chicken and milk is asur min d'oraita, that's called Baal Tosif, adding to the mitzvot of the Torah. However, if they say, Of Bechalav is Mutar Min HaTorah, and we're going to come and make it Asur Midrabanan, we're going to tell them it's only Gezira to protect people from the Avera, so then in that case, it's not going to be a violation of Baal Tosif. Okay, this was not the Rambam, I was thinking of a different Rambam, but either way.
That's crazy. So he would be saying that the Tosfot and all those people, Rabbi and Peretz.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think he would only say it about somebody who knows that the and who holds the halakha follows the other opinion. So then, I mean, if you know that Ofer Chalav is only the Rabbana, you say it's the Raita, then it's a problem. But if you hold that it's only the Rabbana, that's the Raita to begin with, I don't think he would say that about those. About those opinions. He says it l'shitato because he thinks it's only midrabanan. Right. I don't think he would say it objectively. Okay, Chavra, I'm going to stop the recording.